This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Hide and Seek, and these are the Sextras. Bonus sexy content.
Good gravy!
Exclusive to podcast.
And we're back! Our first Sextra in I don't know how long.
Time to loosen up.
Oh, indeed.
Well, you got to stretch those muscles out again.
I mean, come on.
Get off that back.
Well, it is a pleasure to be sextering with the both of you once again. We have been off the air for quite some time.
Indeed.
It's nice to dust off the old lubricant, the old John, the old whatever.
And it's amazing some of the stuff that we've got coming.
It's very dusty.
I'm really excited to see what we've got in store.
Indeed. And our first cab off the rank, if you like, there's been some changes for sex workers.
Yeah, this happened a couple of weeks ago. It's been in the works for some time.
Yeah.
It's been a passionate topic of one Fiona Patton and a lot of people working in the sex work decriminalization space. We will have, thankfully, full sex work decrim here in Victoria, and that process has already begun in May, Tim?
Yes, indeed. And look, this one's been a bugbear for a lot of sex workers, and that is the sex worker register. So if you were to be a sex worker in this state, you had to register for an SWA or sex work authority number.
What does that mean? What does that do?
It doesn't do anything except leave a black mark against your name with the government. Right. So if you're applying for work that might be government related or in education or things like that, you could be discriminated against for being a former sex worker, even though you may not be currently one. And it didn't provide any extra protections for sex workers either. So it was pretty ridiculous having it, to be honest.
It was a method of bureaucratically policing sex workers. Indeed. Without providing them any health
also,
benefits, any legal benefits, nothing.
Also, if you were to use an Australian site to obtain sex, for example, there are a number of them, you needed a registration in
when
order.
When you say site, you mean like a website?
Like a website, yep, sure. Where you could put your ad up there,
yep.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
So what they did is, as part of Fiona Patton's work for the Reason Party, they've begun the process of decriminalisation. And a big part of that is removing the register altogether. So as of May, it's now been removed altogether. They've deleted the register. So anyone who has their name in there or any of their details,
wow,
it's no longer there. The changes, though, is you will still need a tax file number and an ABN because you're essentially a sex worker.
Sex workers work.
Yeah.
Exactly. You still have to pay tax.
Mm-hmm.
So that is from the Business Licensing Authority. So you'll still require that. Also, in-calls will still be illegal. So you won't be able to have people at your house.
Yeah. Do we know why that is? We were having a bit of a discussion before we went to air. Mm.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to understand what the rationale is behind why in-calls would be illegal. Is that like the
idea?
Is
it a safety mechanism?
It's because you're technically, in their view, operating a brothel.
Right, okay.
But for a lot of sex workers, their home is not considered a brothel. It's a safe space for them, a space that they can control. The difference is if you do an out-call, is the term. If you do an out call, you don't have so much control of the environment. So it put a lot of sex workers at risk.
Yeah. Yeah.
But having people in their home meant that they're breaking the law.
Mm.
So that's unfortunately still in place, but only until the 1st of December 2023 when that will be removed.
So we've got about 18 months still
for
that process.
So it is going though.
So we're gradually getting there.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. I mean, that's a lot of steps in the right direction. So that's really exciting.
So indeed. Do we know what that means for people that would be working as sex workers in their homes currently?
That means they would currently be breaking the law.
By that I mean what would they be up for a fine? Would it be criminal charges? Would that be prosecuted?
It really does depend on police discretion, I think. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would love to hear from some of our sex worker community. So if you are a sex worker yourself here in Victoria, even if you're across somewhere else across the country, we have varying levels of sex work decrim happening across the country in the NT, in New South Wales, and now in Victoria are pretty... you know, pretty progressive, but in other places they are not. So if you are a sex worker, we'd love to hear from you. Hideandseek@joy.org.au. Send us an email or slide into our DMs on social. We'd love to hear what your experience as a sex worker was in the old system with criminalization and now moving forward into the new system.
Yes, please contact us.
The Hide and Seek crew are at a fisting party right now. Please leave a message after the beep and they'll get back shortly with the Sextras.
Beep. Our second topic is one of my faves, the kink calendar.
Oh, I thought you were going to say jizz.
Well, right. I do like jizz as well, Michael.
I was like, this could go one of many ways.
I'm a bit of a jizz kink.
Well, both of them are talking about what's coming.
That's true. We've been off the air for a little while. We've got to, you know, crack those knuckles and get out amongst what's going on in the scene. What is going on in the community in the next couple of weeks? There is an event on tonight, so if you are at home listening, you probably have missed it, which will lead into one of the events that we're going to be talking about, which is a week of leather. There is a prelude to a week of leather happening currently as we speak on air today.
Wow.
Awesome. It's their brush ups event. It's their life drawing session to kind of prepare for the what is the hand jobs exhibition, which forms part of a week of leather.
So hand jobs I'm quite familiar with.
But drawing?
No.
Okay. They're running two. One is tonight. I forget when the second one is. Great little event. You go along, you get to, from zero experience to I'm a professional graphic artist for a living, you just get to mock up a couple of pieces, break out the charcoals, everything's provided.
Awesome.
So that you can, if you're happy with what you've crafted, you can either take it home or you can submit it as part of the gallery exhibition / competition that they have throughout AWOL.
Do you know I was a nude model at Club 80 back in the day?
Did anyone ask or did you just turned up and you're like, I'm here
on my podium.
If anyone needs.
I'm just seeing you stretched out in front of a fireplace like Deadpool.
Paint me like one of your French
little
girls.
Reynolds number on the fur coat. I can see that. I can see that from Tim.
That's exactly what I was doing.
How did that come about? How did you...
There was a drawer. Is that what they call?
An artist. There you go.
That draws with pencils. And he wanted a nude model. So I popped up there on
Not
the
for
podium.
An event. Just he was just
No, it was for an event.
Oh, it was for an event. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was just like downstairs just jerking off by the barrels. And was like, can I sketch you? And you're like, sure. Go
I
for
want
it.
To paint
with
you.
A pencil or just, you know, using your own natural
one thing led to another.
This was upstairs in the area up there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's
fantastic.
So obviously we do have AWOL. We've got those couple of prelude events that are happening at the Laird, so brush ups being one of them, but AWOL's not happening until the first week of August. So you've got a little bit of time. They've only just started kind of rolling out the promotional marketing for that. And there's been a few kind of events missing as part of the AWOL lineup that will be happening the first week of August.
That's right.
Notoriously Code Black, the heart and soul for many people, has been retired. Yep. So Code Black was a partnership between the Laird themselves and the guys down at Manhouse, and they've just decided that event has done its dash and it's just going to retire. One of the more premier leather events... leather dance party events happening now that, you know, a lot of them have gone the way of the dodo.
Yeah,
so.
And people used to come from all over the country.
Yeah,
for
I know things sold out faster than
I know
the Dell
a lot
tickets.
Of Sydney leather queens would come down for it. Mm. And the joke was always, would the last leather queen in Sydney please turn the lights off?
And they did, yes.
But unfortunately, as much as we wanted to see it back, it has done its time, so sadly.
Yep. But there is a new event taking its place, an event that's happened before, but
Hustle.
Will be,
it's super fun, that one. It's a bit more broad, right? You can be your favourite kink.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I went to the one in February, and I had a blast. It was an absolutely fantastic time.
And then you had a good time as well.
I hate you so much right now.
In a lovely way.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's missing from the calendar for AWOL is Laird Leatherman. So there will be no Laird Leatherman competition as part of a week of leather this year. For the first time in some time, obviously we kind of missed missed some things with COVID. There was one year where they had basically the All-Stars All Winners year where they invited everyone back to recompete. And then everyone got a prize, basically. So they just carried the title over that year. So yeah, it's not occurring this year. So there's a few things being kind of shaken up in the leather and fetish scene.
Wow.
The leather titles are highly sought after. So it'd be interesting to see kind of what develops in that space, whether they hold it at a different time of the year, whether a new title holder sash comes in to kind of take its place. So if you are an aspiring leather community leader and you were looking forward to throwing your hat in the ring, and you are now not because the title holder competition is not happening, we would love to hear from you about that as well.
Indeed.
And yeah, just all about some supporting community as kind of a key person.
Yeah. Is there an animal friendly leather competition?
Like where you can take parrots and stuff?
No, like cactus leather or something.
Oh, right. Like,
For vegans.
I don't know, but I do know that Eagle Leather has started carrying a range of cactus leather, which wouldn't be the first thing that I would think of being someone that does not work with leather to make leather out of.
Yeah.
But apparently
They've
been working on this for
Hopefully
years.
Hopefully they take
and
the
years.
Spikes out.
I think they've taken the spikes out. Mm. Apparently the guys at Eagle have been working on this forever and ever and ever.
And it looks fantastic. I've seen some of the pieces and it feels like the real thing.
Yeah, wow.
Vegan leather is becoming a really, really...
It's so hot right now.
Well, it is. some places make it out of mushrooms. Some people
I've heard
out
of mushrooms.
Of,
yeah.
Cactus.
Does it biodegrade if it's made out of mushrooms?
I would presume so. It's a natural material. I mean, it's obviously treated so that it doesn't just fall apart. It doesn't just start growing.
I just had this image of it just
I'm sure it's
melting in my cupboard.
Yeah. I know. but they obviously preserve it in some manner. I don't understand the science behind it, but hey, they're happy.
We
it
should reach out
good.
To Hannah and the team at Eagle Leather from the workroom to kind of unpack a little bit
about
this vegan leather.
Yes, we should show about that.
Because I know one of the criticisms of a lot of like vegan leather products is quite often they're like polyurethane or they're like some form of petrochemical, they're plastics, which is not safe if you're standing around the fire at the lair. you don't want to combust and not as good for the environment. So
if you're doing fire play
or have
at home.
Plastics melted
you know.
Into your skin.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's just second skin. You can never take it off.
I know. Great.
A couple of other events coming up. The one that's most recent...
Sneaker Bar.
John, tell us about Sneaker Bar.
Look, Sneaker Bar is the brainchild of Melbourne Rubberman 2019, Jason Pierce, and
Icon Stan.
Oh, look, amazing.
Indeed.
And it's all about the sneaker fetish and the aesthetic of sneakers and the smell and the feel. It's looking like it's going to be a huge night, and it's going to be at the Laird this Friday night.
How exciting.
Yeah. I'm keen. I'm not a big sneaker fetish person myself, but I could be tempted.
What about like
I
dirty
love a pair
sneakers.
Of high tops.
Do they have to be clean?
I've got a couple of I'm more a shoe collector than a shoe fetishist, I guess.
Well, for me,
but I'll try
I'm
anything
more about the boots.
40 times.
I am all about my boots, but you give me a good pair of high tops and I am so there. But for me, it's a lot more about the aesthetic, so
yes. Yeah.
Dirty sneakers, not so much.
And the practicality, they're great when you're having sex so you don't slip on the carpet.
Absolutely.
Who slips on carpet? You, obviously. Why am I even asking?
it depends how much J-lube there is.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you're keen
safety
on
first.
Sneaker Bar are on Instagram or just jump on the Laird's website, socials, all that business. We'll have that in our podcast links if you'd like to chase that up.
Woohoo!
And then coming up in later in September is Tomboy. So those of you in the queer women who love women's space in Melbourne will probably be very familiar with Tomboy. They've run some fantastic events in the past at places like Carlton Club, and they're having a Tomboy After Dark, so a really sex positive play space / dance party / social event. All the queer women I know love Tomboy events. I haven't gone myself because I'm not a queer woman, and that is a space for them.
Fantastic.
But,
24th September.
And we'll have a link to that in our podcast page. That's run by stalwart community member Renee Thompson and the gang at Tomboy. And yeah, just big shout out to them. They do a fantastic event.
Wonderful.
And just before that, I mean, we're doing all of these in order.
We'll
people.
Do them in
order. These are totally out of order.
As soon as we think of them.
Yeah, totally. So 31st of August through to the 5th of September is Slick Week.
Oh,
so
Slick this Week, is one yes!
of the, again, one of the so highlights, excited. Just like AWOL. Except all about the rubber, and I believe all of the events are going to be gender inclusive.
Very exciting.
How cool.
Yeah. So lots of love for the ladies at the Laird, so we'll be seeing
the
those.
Ladies and the ladies.
Yes.
I can't wait to see Pepper's outfit.
Look, I think that
outfits.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Pepper will do multiple outfits in a single night. Pepper, if you're listening, that's what we expect of you.
You've set a high bar. It's like when a queen comes back for All Stars. It's like, we only expect a certain caliber.
I know. I'm expecting reveals. I'm expecting multiple costume changes.
I'm assuming when you're wearing a lot of latex, though, a reveal would be difficult to. You're like, hang on, let me just. You've got to zip out of it. And it's
yeah,
probably a slow reveal.
It's going to be rough going. But there are going to be events happening that week from. Right from the 31st through to the 5th, there'll be newbies meet and greets. There'll be...
Is it a rubber repair, care and repair workshop again?
I believe so, yes.
That was a good event.
Yeah, just keep an eye out on the Melbourne Rubber page because there's way too many events in that week to list.
There you go. Well, that was our first Sextras listeners. If you've got a Sextra idea and want to let us know about it, hide and seek... @joy.org.au is the email address.
We would love to hear from you. If you've got an event that's coming up, anything you're excited for, anything troubling you in the community.
Or just a hot topic.
Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we'll catch you next time.
See you then.
Bye.
I'd like a long, hard screw against the wall, please.
Get it any way you want it. Hide and Seek, now available as a quickie or podcast. Only at joy.org.au/hide and seek.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.